Welcome to the Feathered Desert, a podcast all about desert bird feeding in the southwestern region of the United States. Brought to you by the Wild Birds Unlimited store in Mesa, Arizona.
Hi, today we're going to talk about the Gilbert Water Ranch Riparian Preserve.
Yay!
It's a place that is near and dear to my heart. The Bird Preserve at the Gilbert Water Ranch on the corner of Greenfield and Guadalupe Road. When my children and I first moved to Arizona, we were at the groundbreaking ceremonies, and we helped in some of the activities of planting the plants and gardens that are still thriving there now. So I'm going to let Kirsten start it off and tell us what exactly is the Gilbert Water Ranch.
That's an excellent question. When I moved here, that was something that I asked. I was like, what is the Gilbert Water Ranch? I don't understand.
I didn't know until I did this podcast. Not exactly.
Yeah, learned a lot. We learned a lot with the research on this one. So the Gilbert Water Ranch is actually a water recycling facility for the town of Gilbert. Gilbert treats its wastewater and then pipes it into the basins at the preserve where it replenishes the underground water supply. Da-da-da! So if you want to know more about this, check out our podcast that was on Arizona water. And we talk about the supply and explaining the vital importance of aquifers and how they help to purify and hold water, if you want a little more information for that. So here at the Gilbert Water Ranch, the water can then be pumped out of the ground to support the water needs of the homes and businesses in Gilbert. I think this is brilliant. I think everybody should be doing this.
Yes, yes. And how did it come about? So in 1986, the town of Gilbert made a commitment to reuse 100% of its wastewater. Totally ahead of their time.
Way ahead of their time.
Kudos to whoever came up with this idea. The town's desire to create innovative and unique ways to combine water resource development with wildlife habitat. Can you believe that that was like a number one?
Yeah,
priority?
In 1986.
Bird migration patterns, educational and recreational opportunities led to the development of the Riparian Preserve in 1999. So it took them a while to get there to work it all out, but they did.
Yeah.
And of the 110 acres... 70 acres make up the seven water discharge basins that are filled on the rotating basis with the treated water and allowed to percolate into the aquifer where it is stored for future use. Kirsten, details.
Details, details. All right. So actually, one of the ponds, there are several, as Cheryl was just saying, has a unique distribution stream that mimics the action of an ephemeral desert stream, which is a stream that shows up during rainy or monsoon periods, which is unbelievable that they even thought this far ahead to do this. It's just crazy cool. Another pond is filled with reclaimed water and is designed as an urban fishing resource by Arizona Game and Fish. So, fishermen that are listening, you can fish in some of the ponds that are out here. The preserve is actually organized into various vegetative zones, ranging from marshlands to native riparian and upland. So those people out there that are educators, or you work at a place and you're like, hey, where can I take some people to see some different vegetation? It is organized in that way. There are signs to help you find your way through that. Very cool. There are actually over 4.5 miles of trails that weave through the park. And these are not hard. We're not hiking. We're not putting on our like camelback water things and like really hiking up there.
You don't need it.
No, but it's 4.5 miles of trails. So if you want an easy walk or you just need to get out and get a little fresh air, a little exercise, or you're someone who doesn't have the stamina to walk up a mountain anymore, this is a great place to go.
Or you're pushing a stroller.
Pushing a stroller. Exactly. This is a great place to go to get a little bit of mileage into your body, but not too terribly hard for you, and you get to see some cool stuff. So the Riparian Preserve is actually one part of the property known as the Gilbert Water Ranch, and that extends from Greenfield Road east to Higley Road. The Water Ranch actually includes the Southeast Regional Library Building, the SRP Eastern Canal Area, the Town of Gilbert Drinking Water Treatment Plant, the Fire Station, and Nichols Park.
Nichols Park is a park that's just on the other side of everything else, the fire station and the water treatment plant. And it's in this dip, and occasionally they play soccer down there.
Oh, nice.
But what is really cool, in the early mornings, you see a lot of bird life down in that park.
Oh, nice.
Because it's, I don't know, it's like a retention basin.
Mm.
But you can see coyotes and different other raccoons and skunks. I mean, they're all living in that wooded area between from that park and that fire station and along that walkway.
Oh, nice.
So it's like a little alcove of...
Of wildlife. In the middle of Gilbert.
Yes. It's one of my favorite places to sit and watch birds. So, and walk the canal. I walk the canal every weekend. See
nice.
All sorts of stuff. So there's a naturalist at the riparian preserve, and which I think is really important. We haven't had one for about 2 years, and I got concerned that maybe the town of Gilbert was not going to take care of it.
Mm.
But they've hired someone, and I'm very excited about that. So the riparian preserve at the Gilbert Water Ranch provides a great opportunity for bird watching and exploration. There's more than 300 different bird species that have been sighted at this preserve, including right now, which I saw this last weekend, the vermilion flycatcher.
And this we're recording, just to let you guys know, in January
yes.
of 2022.
There's shorebirds. There's too many ducks to mention, even the ones with the blue feet.
Yeah.
avocets. There's white pelicans there right now wintering. I've seen osprey, bald eagles, hummingbirds, white-crowned sparrows, my favorite. Song sparrows I've seen there, yellow-rumped warblers, hawks of all kinds. Red-winged blackbirds are there, males and females. They hang out in different places. I've learned that too. And in the summer, the endangered least bittern.
Yeah, we saw that one with you last time. Last summer, we saw that. It was pretty cool.
Yes. So I just want to let you know that the naturalists, they do have one, and the naturalist's job is to oversee the operation and maintenance of the preserve, which includes not only managing the events that happen there, but also managing the plantings of the native plants, making changes to vegetation that is disruptive to the aesthetics of the preserve, to add the correct trees and bushes to provide the right habitat for wildlife and people. So for me, this is an amazing area and so important to bird migration.
Mm.
It is so important that it is recognized as a part of the Arizona Important Bird Area Program, and that is through BirdLife International and the National Audubon Society. And kudos for Gilbert for coming up with it.
Oh, yeah.
We need more of them. This is like our sapsucker woods.
Yeah, this is
seriously.
Amazing.
And we are very lucky to have this in our neighborhood, and we need to take advantage of it.
Absolutely. So tell us one more time where we can go to visit this riparian area.
It's actually on the corner of Greenfield Road and Guadalupe Road in Gilbert.
Awesome.
It's just to the, depending on which way you're coming, it's just to the side of the library. There's a huge library that sits on that corner.
Okay, right. Great. Yeah. I know I've been out there just a couple of times with you, and I wanted to mention that the native plants that they have out there also attract lots of different butterflies. So when people always want, oh, butterflies, we love our butterflies, a great way to do that is native plants. And they have the desert milkweed out there, which
mm-hmm.
attracts the queen and the monarch. And you can see the whole life cycle, which is super cool because they lay their eggs on that desert milkweed. And then also they have a bunch of hackberry bushes out there, which this past summer was one of the things that
yes,
we did
that
with
was
you
so cool.
and your husband. And we went out there looking for American snout caterpillars. And we did find some, like really, really teeny, the teeny, teeny, tiny guys.
I know, but there was some bushes that were just covered with
yeah,
them.
Yeah, some bushes just covered with them. So when you guys go out there looking for that, it's really cool. They're a very small little caterpillar, that American snout butterfly caterpillar. But also, I mean, they do that with those native stuff. You get all sorts of insects. You can see native bees there, which don't sting you. And you can see all sorts of great stuff that the desert has to offer because they concentrate on some of those native plants, which is another cool reason to go.
Yes, yes.
All right. We'll definitely have some information for you on the show notes as well for that one. And we hope to see you out at the riparian area in Gilbert.
Yes.